Knox Orthopedics is your clinic of choice for orthopedic care for three reasons: Drs. Knox, Rawls, and McConnell. These highly experienced orthopedists help with a full range of traumatic or chronic bone and joint conditions. With on-site X-ray, MRI, bracing, and physical therapy, each physician oversees your individual treatment to deliver you from hurting to wellness, returning you to productive, pain-free enjoyment of life. 3 Medical Plaza in Mountain Home. Appointments also available in Harrison and West Plains. We can fix that. KnoxOrthopedics.com.
Here's the top New Year's resolutions for 2020. 1. Lose weight. 2. Control finances. So Farmers and Merchants Bank has turned our drive-thrus into jog-thrus. Now you can jog through your favorite drive-thru and take care of business while you lose weight. Just kidding, but we can help with your finances. Relax and watch our Money IQ videos at mebanking.com or come by and talk to a real person. That's so 2020. Farmers and Merchants Bank, member FDIC.
And we welcome you into the Central Heating and Cooling Halftime Show here on Class Kits 101.7. Our score at the break, Mountain Home with a three-possession lead on the very good Golden Eagles team here at the break, 26-18. We'll look over some of those numbers in a moment. Right now we're joined at the broadcast position by Mountain Home girls basketball coach Del Leonard. And Del, getting the 51-40 victory over Greene County Tech for your first conference win. Congratulations.
Thank you. Big win for our kids. We really needed that.
Yes, it was. You know, you and I were just talking during the break, and you know, you were just saying how you like the way your team started off, especially on the offensive end. You know, if you're knocking down some shots when no one will go out there on them.
Well, you got to be, you know, as a basketball team, you want all five players looking to score, and I blame myself a little bit because, you know, pretty much playing six kids at the varsity level, and this is a whole new thing for me. We've always had, you know, we've always played seven or eight, rotated that way. But I think these kids are competitive enough. They're intelligent enough. Now, tonight's the first night the foul trouble kind of got us. But we got to really work hard against that. But they're also in good enough shape. And what I'm trying to get them to figure out and what we want them to figure out is when they've got a feel for the game and they got a feel for each other, they need to know when to maybe reverse the ball three times, you know, so they can – you hate to use the word rest, but yeah. Sometimes you rest on offense being selectively aggressive so that you can really give everything you got on defense. And what happens when you get in foul trouble – when you get tired, you get in foul trouble. So we – I thought the Jonesboro game, we had some kids that hesitated, passed up some really nice looks, or we had to tell them to shoot it, and they shot it. We kind of talked about that after the game. And they're good. We put good players on the floor. All of our kids can score, and they're really good players. And I thought that, you know, they were looking to score tonight when they were open. There was no hesitation. And we came out early and hit them in the mouth. And, you know, you don't ever expect it to be easy here. It's never going to be easy on the road in this league. And we knew they were going to make a run, especially when we ended up with Anna Grace and Addison, and then also later on Emma in foul trouble. You felt like, you know, and then, you know, the two ways that they scored, rhythm threes and free throws, and we were giving those to them a little bit later. We weren't making them work as hard, and it backfired on us a little bit.
Yeah. You know, I'll tell you what, I gave my player of the game award to Kate Gilbert in the during the post game, but I've also got to give a lot of credit to Emily Payne coming off the bench the way she did.
Yeah, and they both played really well tonight, and I love their mindset. As I said earlier, I don't want to overuse that word, but that's what it is, and they're good players. They're both good players, and we had talked a little bit about, hey, when you're open from the three-point line, drill it, and they both, without hesitation, knocked it down, and I think both of them by themselves went on little runs,
yes.
Like 9-point runs by themselves. They were huge tonight. I was really proud of both of them.
Well, you got a you have your first home game for conference play Friday night against a Paragould team that's kind of struggling compared to what they were a year ago.
Well, they're just a totally different team, and they got a new coach with a totally different philosophy and system. But I tell you what they do is they play very hard, and they play a 2-3 zone, and you know, you better knock shots down because they're going to surround Anna Grace with two and three people, and you better knock shots down. And they are very, very hard-nosed. They play hard. They're playing a little bit with a chip on their shoulder. You know,
oh, yeah.
Our head coach left. You know, Everybody thinks because we lost the two big post players that both got college offers that we're not going to be any good. And I give Coach Tate, Sanja Tate, a ton of credit for what she's done with them, because I saw him play in our tournament. And I'm telling you, Rogers was good, as you know, and we played them in the finals. And they should have beat Rogers. It was 38-36 was the final score of that game. And what they did was they kept it at their tempo, and they kept hung around and gave themselves a chance to win. And then the last day of our tournament, they played the team that I thought, when you look at everybody's roster and you just look at the eye test, Springdale Harbor was the most impressive-looking team in our tournament, and I really thought they should have beat Harbor. They will beat your tail if you're not ready to play, and if you don't show up and play, they will beat you. I respect them. I respect Coach Tate. I respect how their kids play, much like this team tonight. And we better, you know, again, that word mindset, you better be mature and you better get it, go out there and do your job, or you'll get your tail beat.
All right. Well, Dell, thanks. Congratulations on this win, and good luck on Friday.
Thank you, Matt.
That was Mount Tom girls basketball coach Dylan Laird. We'll take a break. We'll come back and check our halftime numbers in a moment. Our score, Mountain Home leading Greene County Tech 26-18. You're listening to the Central Heating and Cooling Halftime Show on Class Kids 101.7.
Just like basketball, life presents us many challenges, and then we adjust our game plan. Central Heating and Cooling knows in most homes, your heating and cooling system accounts for approximately 60% of your utility cost. And systems with a planned maintenance can save up to 30%. Slam dunk! Call Central Heating and Cooling at 425-4717 to adjust your game plan. Turn to the experts. Central Heating and Cooling, your Carrier dealer since 1965.
For over 50 years, Harold Tucker Auto Parts has been serving the Twin Lakes area. Thank you, Twin Lakes area. See Harold Tucker Auto Parts for parts both foreign and domestic, from parts for automobiles to parts for mowers. They have custom-built hydraulic hoses and welding supplies, too. Open Monday through Friday, 7:30 to 5:30. Harold Tucker Auto Parts, your bumper-to-bumper auto specialist for over 50 years. Family-owned and four generations strong. Harold Tucker Auto Parts, proud to sponsor the Mountain Home Bombers. 810 South Street, Mountain Home. 425-5040.
Since 1983, Knox Orthopedics has been the go-to place for total joint replacements. Continuing their reputation for excellence, Drs. Knox, Rawls, and McConnell employ the latest state-of-the-art replacement techniques and components to give each patient his or her optimal result. Don't settle for a life with joint pain. We can fix that. Located at 3 Medical Plaza Mountain Home. Check them out at knoxorthopedics.com or call 870-424-3400 for an appointment.
We welcome you back to the Central Heating and Cooling Halftime Show here on Class Kids 101.7. Right now, Mads Helms, boys out on the floor. Greene County Tech still getting some instructions in the locker room from Coach Jeff Guillot as the Bombers lead 26-18. At the break, Tech just held to just 2 second quarter points, and Dell Lear still at the broadcast position with me. Dell, you got to love the way the Bomber boys have played in this first half.
I just admire and respect the way they play. I mean, you know, Wyatt works his tail off. He's obviously a next-level type player, and he works really hard at it. And, you know, him and Matt, you know, the thing I like about this team is these other guys that do a great job, they all play great team defense, and these other young men, they know who the dogs are.
Yeah.
I mean, and that is, Wyatt and Matt are going to get theirs, and we're going to play our role, and we're going to do everything we can, whether it's take a charge, defend and rebound, but it's just such a great team flow, and I love watching them play. And you know, of course, I see how hard Coach Fulcher and Coach Morris work to prepare these guys, and I love this. I mean, it's like, you know, they come out, they beat Fayetteville. They come out, they beat Russellville.
Yeah.
They beat Harrison at Harrison. And, you know, and here everybody's been talking about Greene County Tech. I mean, it's like almost like these guys are giant killers. And
absolutely.
I love the way they don't back down. I really, really enjoy watching this boys' team as much as I've watched any boys' team since I've been here. And it's really fun to watch.
I tell you, I'm going to have to get a lot of credit right now to Satch Harris. For the second straight game, he's in double figures.
Well, you're talking about a kid that's like, you're not going to guard me, I'm going to hurt you. You know, he's got the right mindset. And, again, I see Satch in the gym all the time. And, you know, it doesn't, as Coach Don Webb used to say, it doesn't happen by osmosis. I mean, you got to get in there and work. And I watch how hard they work, and I'm really happy for them right now. Hopefully we can – the first 3 minutes of this third quarter will decide this game, because they just probably got their – the paint peeled off the walls in that locker room, Greene County Tech.
Yep.
And number two is going to come out, and or number zero, I guess, is going to come out, and he's going to be firing away. And these first 3 minutes will decide this basketball game.
Well, let's look at the scoring numbers. Harris and Matt Jones both with 10 points each, three each for Wyatt Gilbert and Jake McGee. Thank you so much, Dell. Green County Tech's leading scorer, Zane Butler, with 10 points, five for Cade Cancilla and three for Jake Bowen. Matt's home with six turnovers, Green County Tech with four. This game's had four ties and four lead changes as well. Let's go and wrap up the Central Heating and Cooling Halftime Show. We'll come back and get the second half started in just a moment. Our score, Mountain Home leading Green County Tech 26-18. You're listening to Bomber Basketball on Classic Hits 101.7.
Here's the top New Year's resolutions for 2020. 1. Lose weight. 2. Control finances. So Farmers and Merchants Bank has turned our drive-thrus into jog-thrus. Now you can jog through your favorite drive-thru and take care of business while you lose weight. Just kidding, but we can help with your finances. Relax and watch our Money IQ videos at mebanking.com or come by and talk to a real person. That's so 2020. Farmers and Merchants Bank, member FDIC.